Like yeah. I said, my original flight.
One thought.
Yeah, my original flight was supposed to be in
my old travel agents.
Right. I go on an airplane.
We'll
see.
Why should we care? What are we supposed to do with that?
Sustain.
Okay. On there for what?
It's a 3-liter bottle.
So
it's illegal to sell it.
Back
to
Spain.
Back to
America.
Wow.
You
should clap.
Freaking fire, Miles.
This is what gets you excited.
So thank you once again for the beautiful dub. Saito was by far one of the more fun masakas. I'm sure that it was quite difficult to compare. Yet you delivered it with clarity and ease. Okay, I look forward to give them learning, of course.
Doctor, what's his name?
Yes, it can.
Oh, I thought it was maybe Mr. Hefter.
Yes, he can.
From then till now.
Come on, you know how to sing. Your whole life you sang. You grew up in Reich. They never did that in Reich once. They sing in Reich every time.
Yeah, until 3 weeks ago,
I said that
about
it. Hello, girl.
I thought it was beautiful. I just know something that if anybody could do
it,
it
was a nice style.
I just know.
Okay, let's go.
If everybody could do it,
so.
It took 21 minutes.
Okay. Don't make Avi the butt of the joke. Because we don't have, like, yesterday or something with the Dykeman. Yeah. Well, he only sings da 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 da. Basically, if you can't sing that song, he does that. Oh, yeah? Okay. Yishmaka Blatt. Sorry, what happened? I don't know what happened last night. You ran out. Sometimes I don't realize what I say.
That's why you record. Is that why you record it? So you can go back to see what you said.
Yeah, listen to it.
Boy, Alpha. Okay, so yesterday we finished off. Boy, Alpha. What is like the practice makes perfect? What am I reading it for? Zarin Shai said yesterday that it changed. The price changed now. He passed by the sign on Route 9. It's $4.99, so $3.99. Okay. So we had that. The Gemara says, you can't, you know, like go to the store. No two offers can be combined. Avi, you know that, right? No two sale items. Like, you can't combine two sale items. No two coupons can be combined in any offer. So, like, I don't know how to say this. You know? Cannot be combined in any other offer. So, it's unbelievable that he tried it. He's not normal.
It means him and his wife are two separate lines.
He's not normal, I'm telling you.
Oh my God! There's only 5 coats in the shop. We have 4 of us. He said, "You know, 4 guys." Making fun of him. This guy grew up waiting in line for 4 different
They went to Shabbat. It was a 2-3 hour trip. They went in and out, in and out. Lucky like Yosef wasn't there with this. The lands were banned from the shop right in Muncie. They went to the shop right in Pomona, whatever you call it, Pomona. And they went to New Windsor, to Monroe. Okay. Now the land was the part of the joke today. Let's move on. So the Gemara says you can't combine two other offers. So Amar Rav Chisda, Gidud Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha. Okay, Avi, don't get all excited. It's a little joke, you know. It's like all perks up. His glasses are getting cloudy. Gidud Chamisha, Umechitza Chamisha. So you have a whole. You want to make a mechitza. So what you do is you combine two ways of making mechitza. Well, we'll see. Yeah, it's for any. It could be for anything. For Shabbos. It's just a yachid. Well, it's not Pasha, it's a kasha. But the point is, you dig down in the ground, so you have five tochim, and then you put on top a fence of five tochim. Usually it needs either 10 down or 10 up. Over here, he's combining both. Right. Both sales.
Is it for
coin? No. For mechitza. Mechitza v'shus yachid v'shabbos. So gid chamisha mechitz chamisha ein mitzdarf. The name mitzdarf. Ashi a kula mechitza a kula begidul has to be either or. Darsh meima gid chamisha mechitza hey mitzdarf and hilchus mitzdarf it is mitzdarf l'maisa. Now it's interesting in Hilchus Chanukah, the Mishabura brings down from the Shavuos Yankiv that we know that it's better to light with Shemen. Shemen Zayis is more appropriate to light because it's the Mishabura brings down the Shemen Zayis. The Mishabura says it has a better fire. It's a nicer fire. It's a more calmer fire. But one of the reasons is we do it because it's Banam Tamid Chaman. So Mishabura says, what happens if you only have oil for two neres and the other ones use wax? Could you combine the two different things? Mishabura says you can. Mishabura brings down Mishabura, you should not do that. Two different people could do it. It means you have 2, 5, 6, 7 menorahs lined up. Each guy can light his own thing. But the same guy in the same menorah should not light two different things.
We use that. We do that, though.
What do we do?
No, the ones that are congealed.
Oh, so I don't know. That's all oil. I don't know what you call that, but it's some kind of oil, yeah. The Mishabur brings down Lalacha. Shavuos Yankov, he brings down. The Shevet Levi says, Hashem to Shavuos Yankov, not like that. I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but he says not like that. The Shabur of Paskins like this. That's how he Paskins. Because we're saying you can't combine two different orders. It's from this Gemara. They say it's from this Gemara. You can't combine two different halachas. So the Gemara Baiter, Boyer Ilfa. I'm sorry that I said this thing. I don't know. You find it very hard. Boyer Ilfa, you're on camera.
He doesn't like when you bring in halachas.
How many this week he has? He's sleeping in the attic. Give your father your bedroom. That's what color to keep it out.
What?
Why? Over. You died the highest, but that's all right.
No, that's not what he wasn't questioning that.
By you over. You died the highest, but that's all right. I ain't tired, but that's all right. In the old days, that's how it was. In the old days, that's it.
It was one bedroom and one bathroom.
In the whole house. Yeah.
When your parents come, who sits in
the bedroom? No, I said that.
Yeah.
I offer my father. He won't.
You wouldn't do it. But he takes your bedroom.
No.
That makes sense.
Your father, man, he started out and never changed his life. Speaking of him. I got you on camera. I hope you spare this go on the website. Zola gay. Love him gay. Why don't you change the head? Let him sit on that side. We were doing some renovation. Okay, let's go. Never, I have a big bladder. So, boy, Ilfa. Ilfa asks a question. You're dying, Torah, again, with the same concept of they can't combine two different halachas. You're dying, Torah, when you wash your hands, could you do a halfway washing or not a halfway washing? What does this mean? What does it mean halfway? Hey, Kadami. You let me come ashu, betray, revius, that you're washing two different people from one revius. That each guy has a pile of, which means one guy pours, you take a bucket, a thing of water, and you pour a revius, and or somebody else has to pour because he's using both his hands. So one guy gets it, and then the other guy gets it underneath him. So what now? Revius, not when you're dying.
That's
second
hand.
Yeah, second hand.
No, I think it's just one revius. That's what Misha said.
They
had very small hands back
then. No, I don't think so. Okay, let's see if you're right. Mashbe Tremir Vias, but Tanan, that can't be a, that's a Shiloh, because that's a Mishnah. That's a Bryson. That's a Mishnah. The Tanan, Mervias, Nathan, Daim, Echod, Bafilish Naim. The halacha is that once you start with a Revius, then it's not a problem. And Rashi says over here, Kimin Mikara Havashiuru, the Gossim Shiori Ta'iva, Hakim Fash, Rav Basra. So basically, according to Rashi, Rashi is learning that your two guys are holding the hand under one cup. One guy pours, and since you're getting the leftover from that guy, that's fine. Even though it's only one revius, you're really not getting.
So it drips from the top to the bottom.
Right, top to the bottom.
Definitely no question if it's more than two revius.
Yeah, the two revius is not a problem. No problem. Each guy gets a revius. Good. That's not a problem.
Then you have enough to wash normally.
You wash normally.
Even though it's going through the other guy's hand first.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
if one revius, then why more than two revius?
Yeah, one of these will show two of these. But not, it's the same Shiloh. Same Shiloh, because you're using the Shiloh tire. It all became tummy.
Right.
But the part is that once you start, it did. It dripped over the sand, right. So it does. Yeah, now.
The review stays there already, right?
That even though right now, by the second hand,
it's already tame, but because it started from a revius tahira, that's what Rashi says. The ka'asim is shiyari tahira. Means it starts from kosher, and that's why now it goes, you could use this to be matar the other guy. So, Mara says, Vatanam, so that can't be the question. Ve'ela, the kamashi. We just want to smoke. Mashi chada chada yada. What you do is you wash in one hand at a time. Gemara says, "Batanan." That's also a mishnah. Batanan, no to yada ax v'tila, v'ax v'shtifa. You have taharis, and over there you do two different ways of washing, and it's tar. For sure, if you're doing the same way, just two separate times, that would be tar. But what does shatifa mean? That you dip your hand in 40 sarash, she says. Basically, you have a mikvah. You're standing by the mikvah. You wash one hand in the sink with a cup, and the other hand, you dip it into the mikvah. It has to be 40 sar. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah argues. Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't have to be 40 sar, only for a goof. But for a hand, you don't need 40 sar. You could have even, I think it's a shlosh logim. I think it's shlosh logim. Anyway, Now, by the way, the Tyson Rid learns like you wanted to say, just like you know.
So is Rashi and Nezer. Rashi and Nezer.
No, I don't think so.
Because Shiori Tyra is that?
Shiori Tyra. The Tyson Rid speaks out clearly. You wash in one hand, you can take one revius, wash one hand, and then move on to the next hand because you started with the revius. That's the way, that's not the way the Gemara is pashas, so we're going to Rashi.
So I know
the answer to the Vaz was Shifa. You have to hire us. No, the Mishnah is saying like I'm saying. There's two ways to learn the Mishnah.
Just because I started with it,
you can't go in the wrong way.
Oh. Just because I started with a full cup, you can wash it with half a cup?
10 people, as long as you get it.
The cup half full or half empty?
That's not Shiori
Tire.
Shiori Tire is that it's dripping down.
Vel the Kamashi.
Doesn't have to be done for like that.
Vel the Kamashi. I made this mistake last time we learned, by the way. Mr. Garber. Last time, four with me, because I said, like you're saying, Muffin. And he showed me in the back, the rabbis. Like I was saying, the whole davening came back and forth to me. And the Meiser, it was whenever it was. No, we had it's not the first time we had this. Not the only time. We had this in the Brochus, I think, somewhere. We had it somewhere else. So what does it mean? You're washing half of your hand. It means you're washing till the fingers, and then you go till here. So you wash this part first. First you wash this part, then you wash this part. Half your head. So Gemara says, your diamond tires the time. It doesn't work. You can't do that. So Gemara says, Le'tzicha deka mashka tefer. What happens is you have water that's dripping. It's still wet. So if it's still wet, then it can even start. It's like that's like a connection. And just one thing also, I saw somebody brings down the guy with tefillin. What happens if I wear tefillin, a Rashi's tefillin, whatever, two tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. So I wear Shal Yad Rashi and Shal Rosh. I wear Rabbeinu Tam. Can't combine two any offers. And I say, what? Oh, it's possible, but okay, whatever. So you're using two different things. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, you have the Shalosh. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, then you switch. Then you switch. What's the difference? Because it's two different things. So it should work. So the Mepharshim speak out. This Shiloh. Mepharshim is not a puzzle. It doesn't matter. You have to what the yeah, then you have to show right and you switch. So some say that it depends. This bechal na shaila, because if you hold two separate mitzvahs, then of course you could do it. Two separate mitzvahs. The show yeah and show right. If you hold one mitzvah, you're right. Then it's a shaila bechal. But if you hold two separate mitzvahs, bechal na shaila.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Diamond doesn't put on a minute time. Anybody put on a minute time? Put on a minute time?
We
could have known that if we said something about Rabbeinu Tam, so Avi's gonna perk up. But wait, Avi, I got a Gemara for you today a little later. Negay to you. Negay and so Gemara says, "V'chik mashka tefech, my haba." I don't understand. But Tanan, Hanitzuk v'katafris. Nitzuk is a flow, and katafris is where it's going on a slant. It's like on a board, a slant board. Umashka tefech, and it's dripping, and a chibur. Leilatum of leilatayru. It will not connect. It's got to be a mikveh, won't connect. So Gemara says, Leitzricha de'ikah tefech la'tfiach. So this tefech amanas la'tfiach means it's so wet that you could splash, make something else wet. It's not just by itself wet. It's wet that you could take the water and make something else wet. That's real wet. Hanam et anina. Tefech la'tfiach, chibur. We already learned Salacha. That can't be what you come to tell me over here. Dimalayim means we're trying to find what's the chiddush that you're telling me. Everything that you're telling me so far is something that we learned. We know already. What's the grace of Kedilla? Dimalayim mikvois. Rabbi Yehuda, Tam, mikvish is Rabbi Arim Saul, Mechuvonis, Yod, Shnaim, Etavlu, Mezachazeh, Rishon Tov, Hashem Yitame. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, my Rav, Shavishon, Negas, Maim, Hashem Yitame. So maybe, there's even no riot, because maybe the only reason why it works by mikvah is because another halacha, bringing another concept called gur aches, my favorite halacha, that basically, if you have two guys in a mikveh, that's exactly 40 saw. Now, obviously, when one guy goes out, he's taking some water with him. Take a little bit. But whatever, you take a little bit. It depends on the curves. So if you take if you take water with you, you don't pour yourself. So how's the second guy? So the halacha is that if he's standing on the step, it's a connection. It's good to ach, it's considered connection. It means the water on his head, because his toes are in the water, it's called good ach. It's like a no, not a cannonball. You look at water's head as if it's in the water, and mele, the guy's yotza. But you have no raya, yet maybe mikvah is different. But the point is, right now the Gemara is sort of blive shver. The Gemara doesn't really know what if we need to say this halacha, we don't need to say halacha, and the Gemara doesn't really, you know, if you have to come on to this halacha or not. I'm Rabbi Amari, Amru, Hava Roshay, Veruba, Bimayim Shuvan. If you, there's a halacha like this. If you go to the mikvah, this is a very important halacha. I didn't know until yesterday. I mean, I actually do differently until yesterday. I actually asked you, Maki. You told me that some hold you should, and Lamaisa, you're wrong. Right. And everybody asked him, so you said that's a shveri, and it doesn't make sense. Everybody asked him, everybody. I'm saying, but everybody said we don't fast like that. We don't fast like that, but you can't go with it.
To fill us in the conversation.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be Amri. I'm a Rosh Ruben. Let's say tomorrow. So everybody else understands also. So you have now luckily this, you have you retar shnaf ruba shoshalugum I'm sure. It looks like this. You go to the mikvah. They made it's one of the Yudchas Gzeres that there goes in Shabbos. That if you go to the mikvah and you pour water on yourself afterwards, you take a shower afterwards, you're tummy. And the reason is because they used to do is they used to bathe in caves. And those caves were filthy. And afterwards, it was smelly water, real smelly water. And afterwards, they would wash themselves with water to wash off the smell because it was really bad stench. But what happens is when they came out, people said, oh, the gimelugan is what matar you. Because you just poured 3 lugan over your head outside. My room was regular tap water.
Anything now?
That's what he went in afterwards.
Took a shower.
Or he went to the bath. Could be went to the bath. There was a bath right outside, right in the bath in the mikvah. So anybody that came said, oh, what's being with tire you is not the mikvah. Right. So the mela, they made it that kana. And if you use it, if you do that, you tell me. Because they don't want people to do it. They want people not to do it. So mela, so what's he what I'm saying? So what happens if half you were in a kli and half was nefilish nufla chatz gufa rasha shlish lugan half and half it wasn't one thing? What would be that halacha take with that? We don't know if that's part of the takana or not part of the takana. The ma'is the Ramah paskins that an isha that goes to a mikvah should not take a shower afterwards, and he says kach noegin. And we should not do it. The Goyen says that not everybody's not like this. The Shevet Alevi said, the Yisrael Shorosh Vavoida says that you should take a shower today. You should take a shower. And once you should take a shower today, and Lamaisa, the Shevet Alevi says he doesn't know where he got it from. And a few other people say we don't know where he got it from, doesn't know where that comes from. Lamaisa Garet, the most place can hold that you should not take a shower in the mikveh room. Right away, you should go home. If you go home, take a shower, that's zikha, not a problem. Some say that you could be mekel because today we're not noyeg on Tanas Ezra anyway. So we're not really, it's all a minute. The whole mikvah thing today is a minute. For a man, it's all a minute. So since it's all a minute, you could be mekel and you could take a shower. You could take a shower afterwards. But lamaisa, I don't know how simple it is. It's not pasha to take a shower afterwards. I don't know. Right in the mikvah room to go to the mikvah and then take a shower. Rinse yourself off after some mikvah.
You want to bring?
I do it all the time.
Really?
Every single time.
You always take a shower.
Every single time.
It's only a minute.
So I face the rabbi. It's only a minute. I understand. I don't know.
There's the guy standing next to you in the mikvah.
In the 9 days.
No, take a shower. Have someone else with you.
Why don't you just ask the guy standing next to you in the mikvah?
To do what?
We have to go back into the shower. See, he knows. Yeah.
So how bad you smell?
What am I asking him?
I don't know. The same thing you can ask the rabbi.
You can't talk a lot in the mikvah. That's probably what the rabbi is going to answer. Depends on the situation. He knows. Anyway, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Machi, I'm not sure. But anyway, for the guys who go to the mikveh, the once a year that you go to the mikveh, you probably want to do it the right way. If you go often, then doesn't, you know. I don't know. I'm Rav Papa, right? I'm Rav Balkeri, Choylosh, Nosla, Tishikavim, Mayim, Tor. You have Balkeri, Choylosh, that you throw Tishikavim on him. I don't know how much Tishikavim, how much Tishikavim? I don't know how much it is. Not much? Okay. Boy, Rav Papa, Chetzer, Tfilo, Chetzer, Nasino, Mai, Teiku. Again, Teiku. Now, they ask Akasha, the Rishonim ask, I don't understand. We just said that Shlesh Lukin is a problem after the mikvah. So, Tishikavim should also be an issue. So he says, no. Right. So he said, they say that Tisha Kavim is not a problem. The whole Gzeir was only after the mikvah. Instead of the mikvah. Right. So how they ask how it works. Said that the mechanics works. Tisha Kavim, the Tisha Kavim after the mikvah, you're allowed to do it. That's the question. Because Lamaisa, you have Tisha Kavim. At that point, if Tisha Kavim works, the Mitar, so then forget about the mikvah. You have Tisha Kavim. So what? Tishka, I know. So why can't you do Tishka? After we can do Tishka. So what? So what? Oh, so they say not. Only Gimelugim. Only Gimelugim, I'm sure. Tishka is not a problem. So I don't know. Maybe taking a shower today. I don't know. Is a shower considered Tisha Kavim?
As long as it's continuous.
I thought it's one buck. Yeah?
Tisha Kavim now.
So maybe that's the head there.
Take one bucket, you start going, and then you continue the other one.
So maybe that's the head there. Maybe that's the head there. Because you have Tisha Kavim.
Maybe
take a shower. I don't know. I'm going to ask the rabbi. Rabbi Trank? I was thinking about this morning if I should say it, but I, you know. Everybody heard this story. Now, Rabbi Trank's brother, my father's friend, Shlomo Rottenberg, Tzvi's uncle, son, daughter married Rabbi Trank's son. They were in Adelphia then. Gets up Shabbos morning early and goes to the kitchen. He sees both Trank brothers butt naked in the dining room and they're pouring Tisha Kavim before they had a mikvah. He said that was a sight hard to forget in the dining room. Now you know why the Philly can get down. Probably 5 o'clock in the morning, but now you know why Delphi guys, you know what I mean? Okay, Echad Oymar, next up, let's go. Echad Oymar, just love him. It's a true story. What was that? He told to my father. I was there when he said it. I'm calling him today. Echad Oymar, next up, you guys. Echad Oymar, next up. So now we're going back to the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Shmuel Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan Lo Yishan Elish Ain't I Get Yotze Metaksi Deshneim. That's only if they don't come deliver the get together. I will get Yotze Metaksi Deshneim. Then it would be kosher. They're both holding on to the star and delivering it. That would be kosher. Why? Because over there you have Eidim Mitzvah and Kaimon, and now you have it. Amak Sava Shnayim Shavu Yigem Nisyon Ain't Tzuchin Shem V'Nei V'Nechlo Nechta. Because you see clearly that's what happens over there. If they're holding on, it's good. Amar Rav Abaye El Ma'ato Save for the Kani Shnayim V'Nei V'Nechta. Puzzle. So time then I get your taxation name. He would be marshall. That's what you're saying. You're saying yeah, you don't need it. I'm like in. But I get your taxation name, my plea. So what is the machlokes? Myself against you and the master the chlupa became stars. The alma, beidachud. Myself like you and questions of you guys have eight stars or not. Came stars. Listen, Achrina. Another pshat, another lishna chiyuna amrilo. Some say other pshat. Amar Rav Shmuel, Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan. Afilu get yotze metaksi deshneim possible. Even if it goes two people deliver together, we possible. Amak sava shnayim shavu yigem nisyon tzrichus yom v'nei v'nechta. Amar Abaye el ma'ato It's not true. Sefer Tana Shnayim Amar Vnei Nefer. Lech Nefer 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 Apostle. Rabbi Namaksha. I feel get Yitzchak Tana Shnayim. Rabbi Namaksha. I feel get Yitzchak Tana Shnayim. Pasir Abanam. I'm like, in. They would argue with that. So my comment for me. Myself is your aim Mekin Lishma. But myself, I was your aim Mekin Lishma. It must be that that's the Machlokes over here. So if you hold Lishma, you still need it. If you hold Mekin Lishma, you have it. So Gemara says, Lema, the Rabba, Rabba is Tanayi. According to this shot, Rabba, Rabba will be Machlokes Tanayi. Of how to learn over here. So Gemara says, no. Like, Rabba Tanayi, like, Rabba Matar's Kilishna Kama, the Rabba, Amalach, the Kula Alam be Lishma. Kula Alam holds in Lishma. So what's the Shiloh? Talking about that now, everybody knows Lishma. It's the art school era. Everybody knows Lishma. So what's the Shiloh? That's going to come back. And there's a Gzera that's what you have to still say it, even though it's irrelevant today. You still have to say it because you never know. It might come back. That time when people aren't going to know. You don't know when that time is. So right, just say it. Just always say Panak Panak. The Ma'as of a Gazuner, or Ma'as of a Gazuner, that's a Machlokes. Right, more of a Lifla, Nami of Yehuda Bereish. So, Rabbi Yehuda should also argue Bereish. Oh, Hit Ma'ala, Ma'ula, call Kay Buddha Bereishan. You're right, Tanakh Nami. So, Ma'as of Aisha, Lula, Rabbi Yehuda Ma'akshu Bezu, but like Bacheris, Ma'ala, Lula, Mute, Echadon Fanech, Echadon Fanech. Then, not like you're saying, you're not arguing Bereish. Loy, Lamute, Fanech, Avalay Fanech. Maybe it's across the board. Once it's not good, it's not good. No. Lagabe that, he would be good. I'll scheme stars. Lagabe, Shemiakhtel Kulo, that is not good. It's my name, I'm a Yudah. Shnaim should be given to Yisayam. Banu, the Machloikis, of Yudah, Rabbanon, that we're coming to that Machloikis, and what's the Machloikis? Machloikis is if you guys are Shem Yaxim, that will look cooler enough. Yash Koach. Now, it's an interesting thing. Interesting halacha, if you by Havdalah, another question. Let's say I hear half Havdalah, so I'm Yosef Shemeh Koina, and I say the other part of Havdalah. It's very negative. A lot of people say Bar Merish, right? Some people, I don't know, I mean, we don't say it, but some people, everybody says it on their own. Yeah. Oh, Birmingham Summon, Birmingham Summon, Birmingham Summon. I don't know. If you hold Shemek Aina, if you hold that Kim and Staff two offers, like obvious sale, no two offers can be combined. There's two different ways of being Yitzhak, Shemek Aina, or saying it. Saying it's not Shemek Aina, you're being Yitzhak because you yourself. You're being Yitzhak half and half. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, 10%. He's 10%.